Voicemail is one of the most fleeting methods of communication, but for producer DeMay Roberts, old phone messages serve as a living memorial to her mother, who died 2 years ago. Here's her story.
My story has been intrinsically linked to my mom's story, a World War II Taiwanese woman who never had a childhood because she was sold as a baby to be a servant to other people, her adopted step-parents. The short story is she suffered childhood abuse, met my father, left Taiwan, and had two children, my brother and me. She worked as a mill worker, had her husband die, and then when she retired, got breast cancer. The longer story is that she, who needed a parent so badly, got me to take care of her the last 3 years of her life as she fought this disease. 3 or 4 days out of the week, I lived in Eugene at my mom's home, 2 hours away from Portland. My brother Kirby lived with her as the live-in caretaker. I was the traveling one, arranging, keeping track, through phone messages when I wasn't there.
Baby, are you home? It's your mother. I want to know how you feeling. Bye.
She didn't like leaving messages. Even sweet messages sounded angry.
Baby, it's your mother. Happy birthday.
In the last 3 years, she got better at the sweetness thing.
Baby!
And then she got sick twice. She went into the hospital. The first time, I flew to Taiwan where she was visiting relatives and I brought her home. We thought she had a lung infection. And then 6 months later, we discovered the reason she was still coughing was because she had breast cancer that spread to her lungs. We tried chemo, and one treatment sent her to the hospital again, this time with pneumonia. My brother, who also hated the phone, had to call me to come to the hospital.
Message marked urgent.
Hello? Debbie, it's Kirby. They didn't quite get all the fluid out of her lungs. I hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
It's hard to understand my brother even when he's not upset. Meanwhile, my mom got worse the second time at the hospital and decided to go home to die. She went on hospice and got a nice nursing aide, Linda, who became our friend.
Hi, DeMay. This is Linda, and I'm over at your mom's, and I just want to let you know everything's fine and looking good. She's looking really healthy. Better.
Ma got better and graduated from hospice after 6 months. A miracle. The only thing that gave away her health was her cough.
Baby, your mother, how come you didn't go to that? Are you home?
We got in a routine of me visiting her every 5 days to spend 3 days at a time with her to relieve my brother who lived with her. Then she started fading again, went on hospice, and just got worse.
Baby, is your mother? Are you home?
It's weird how you get used to the progression of an illness. She couldn't eat, went down to 80 pounds, lost her voice. I had to bend down to her lips to understand what she was saying. You beat yourself up wondering if there was something you could have done or why didn't you spend more time with her. At the end, we got closer than I ever thought possible. I began to call her Mommy, not Mother, not Ma. She liked that. At the end, she didn't go easy, but my brother and I were there at her bedside with her friends.
Next message.
Hi, DeMay. It's Elaine. I just looked at the email from you regarding your mom passing away. I'm glad that you and your brother were there by her bedside, and I'm sending lots of good prayers and thoughts towards you and your family. I love you.
Even after living with impending death for nearly 3 years, it's still a shock when it comes. I remember one of the nice messages when I was sick with a cold, and she called me with a mother's worry.
Debbie, it's your mother. I wonder if you feel better or you feel good. Let me know. Bye.
I'm okay some days, not okay on others. Death is still the short story. The long story is how we live with it, endure it, remember it, and then let go of the pain so we can live again. We interred Mommy's ashes at the Kuan Yin Temple. I take comfort in the Buddha saying, life is suffering, and the key to happiness is that there is nothing to attain in life. Yeah. Let go of the wants and needs and regrets and learn to be happy. But I'm going to remember. We will always remember.
Debbie, it's your mother.
End of message.
Mm-hmm. That was DeMay Roberts. The music was composed by Aaron Meyer. For more information, visit our website, npr.org.